You know, it's a good thing to set goals. Gives you direction, motivation to accomplish something. Sounds like a positive, doesn't it? Well, not always. Governor Phil Murphy has announced that 2050 is the deadline when New Jersey residents will have to forego natural gas, even though 75% of the residents use natural gas. It's considered clean energy compared to other fossil fuels. Still affordable for most residents. I know the price did jump recently, as did all energy prices, but that's sort of been calming down now. Do we have any idea what the results of this goal will mean for New Jersey? I mean, 2050 sounds like a long way off, but, you know, knowledge is worth something, isn't it? Well, we do have some ideas. Just look at California and Texas. California, where natural gas and other fossil fuels are banned. That's where, of course, we've heard about last summer, especially, even this year too, rolling blackouts. California also has the highest electricity rates in the country, more than double the national average, in case you wanted to hear the math of the matter. Remember a few years ago, California even tried to regulate when and for how long you could use the fireplace in your home. Texas Green Energy, that got hit with a storm last winter, left people freezing for weeks. Guess windmills apparently don't like freezing weather, and, well, solar panels don't really help either if they're covered with snow. You have to get one of those big, those oversized squeegees that truck and van owners use to get the snow off the roof. Yeah, how would you like to do that in a couple of heavy-duty snowstorms in New Jersey? Which, I mean, we're not warm compared to Texas, so the untypical snowstorm in Texas that left people freezing for weeks, I believe that'll be a little more common here in New Jersey, don't you? And not everyone can just hop on a plane and fly to Cancun like, oh, I don't know, Ted Cruz. Solar panels, that's a whole other issue. Takes 32 acres of land to meet the demands of 1,000 homes with solar panels. That's going into the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. So that leaves urban areas with wind power as, well, the only other choice. Bayonne has a windmill. Atlantic City has a few. You can see them on Black Horse Pike as you're driving into or out of the city. Unfortunately, Bayonne's windmill is not cheap. It costs millions. Maintenance is high. I think they do break down. Bayonne would need 50 of those windmills to replace all the energy that the town uses. Jersey City, as a compare and contrast, hundreds of windmills. Where would they go? And they're not quiet, by the way. On a related note, and maybe even in part because of this 2050 goal Murphy announced, construction of a 120-mile-long proposed natural gas pipeline from northeast PA to central Jersey canceled. PennEast Pipeline Company, which won a recent legal battle against New Jersey at the Supreme Court, nonetheless said the state has failed to provide certain permits, so PennEast is shelving the project. Groups backing the project lamented its apparent demise, at least, saying it would have provided affordable energy to residents. Canceling this project was going to mean ratepayers pay more for gas, electricity, construction jobs gone. Northeast, mid-Atlantic states start to rely more on imported fuels. Even American-produced energy. Transportation adds to the costs. Regulated utilities here in New Jersey, they've told the state's Public Service Commission that there may not be enough gas to meet winter demand. Going back to the permits, New Jersey had failed to issue a water quality certification of the wetlands permits that fall under the Clean Water Act for that state's portion of the project. That's according to PennEast. So basically, New Jersey found a way to just become so annoying that they chased PennEast away. And this application for the project, that goes back to 2015, the roots of it 2014, but the application was actually filed in 2015. So all that being said, the opponents of the project, well, they're celebrating. Through it all, at least the deer and the frogs in the woods will no longer be threatened. Want to keep looking into New Jersey's future a little bit more? Well, let's go back to California, where 40 cities, as well as counties in California, have tightened rules on natural gas use in new homes. A few have banned it entirely, San Francisco being one. Surprise. Environmental groups are pushing to eliminate gas from new residential construction immediately. Not a timeline, not a 2050. Yesterday. Electric heat pumps, That's the vision of the anti-natural gas people. They also want a ban on all natural gas-powered home appliances, by the way. If you want an even more direct look into all this, see if you can connect with someone whose home is already on electric heat and ask them what their monthly bill is. You might have to wait for them to stop crying, but they'll give you an answer. Fossil fuels are the source for 60.3%. 60.3% of electricity produced in the country.